She's your retirement planning expert. Author Michelle Bertram helps you create your dream retirement using the dream retirement process. Good morning, Michelle. How are things with you?
I am good. It's a beautiful day out.
Oh, it certainly is. A gorgeous moon last night, clear sky and all the stars. Beautiful. Gave us a nice crisp morning. Let's see what's going on with the kids these days. They playing hockey, basketball, wrestling?
Hockey and basketball for Asa.
Dancing too, I believe.
And then Asher dances. Yeah, so cool. Got a little bit of everything.
Excellent. Good for them. All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on Thursday, Thanksgiving. Let's kind of compare the first Thanksgiving and, well, and two Thanksgiving. Let's say your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it on my walk this morning. And, you know, I'm like, yes, we talk about being thankful. And I think it's, I mean, it's cliche, but it's important, right? We should always, I think it's sometimes overlooked that we should be thankful for the things and be, the ability, I've talked about it many, many times, the ability to even have some of the worries or fears that we have regarding retirement means that we should be thankful that we are able to have those, like paying taxes or having retirement income. Is that's not a word that's, you know, even common in many cultures around the world. But as I got thinking a little deeper today, I want to take it on a little bit of a side trail and thinking back to the first Thanksgiving. So the boys and I have done a lot of American history in the last year. And as I was thinking back to the first Thanksgiving, it kind of just reminds me a lot about some of the conversations we've recently had with people as they're kind of preparing for retirement. So oftentimes they have the want to and the drive, just like the pilgrims. They wanted to better their lives. They wanted to have the religious freedom. They wanted to make, you know, what they thought would be a better world for them. And so they took out, they went on, you know, they braved the journey. They got to the new world. And yet even all their want to and a lot of the skills they had, you think about people like Miles Standish, who was a great captain, or William Blackford, you know, lots of skills. But yet when they get to this new world, all that wasn't just enough to survive. They really needed the help of the people who had lived here, who knew how to grow food in this environment, who knew how to hunt, to help them to survive that first year. And how that relates, you might think, well, that we all know this, but how does it relate to retirement? Is I think it's often I meet with people all the time who have that want and the drive to be able to retire to whatever their next dream is. And they've worked hard to save up, to have the money there. And then it's that shift on knowing, okay, well, what got us this far, now we just really don't know how to make it work for retirement. And sometimes those same people that helped us grow haven't even asked the questions or maybe whether they know or don't know, I guess that maybe they don't specialize in it, helping to create that savings, everything they've earned and saved so far, and turn it into a retirement plan, an income plan that's going to give them the financial security that they need to be able to live out their dreams. And so there's kind of that you need somebody who knows the land, who knows how it's done. And that conversation has come up a lot in the last couple of weeks as we've met with people through our fall events. And often they're like, well, no one's ever talked to us about this, or maybe we should have brought it up. And I'm like, you know, look, your advisors know where you're at in life, or at least they should if they've met with you. You know, they should be asking you, how do you, what's your thoughts? What kind of income do you need? How we need to structure this. But oftentimes it's never even a conversation comes up. And I think that's the difference on, you know, getting you to the place and then getting you, helping you survive there. And so getting you to the place and then getting you, helping you survive there. And so I know it's kind of an odd analogy, but I think it really makes sense that sometimes you have the drive and desire to build, to save for retirement. And now when you get to that spot and you're in the new land, sometimes you do need the Indians. You need an advisor who's been through this before to show you how to create that, you know, how to turn what you've saved into a retirement income and to be able to live comfortably in the land, to be able to live out your retirement dreams. So hopefully that makes sense. And if you are like, yeah, that does, and you know, no, I don't really know how to go about creating a retirement income plan. I don't even know what steps should be, and no one's ever talked to me about this, then reach out to us, because we're happy to, we have these conversations all the time. We're happy to talk through this and help you to create a plan so that you're confident with retirement. And, you know, creating a plan allows you to even create a little bit more income other than you would have otherwise gotten because you're being strategic. So as you're feasting on Thanksgiving this year, think about the same thing. You can kind of feast in your retirement as long as you have an Indian or a guide to help you create your retirement plan.
Great presentation of that. I'm guessing, are you surprised sometimes by just what you explained? People worked really hard. They've got this nice nest egg and they don't have a plan. Does that happen more often than you'd think?
That happens more often than not, and it's not their fault. I mean, I was meeting with some people just recently, and they had two different advisors, and both of their advisors know that they are just entering a new phase in retirement, and it's pretty public knowledge, you know, and they still have not asked them once, hey, what do we need to do here? What kind of income do you need? Or let's take a look at this. Like, not even once. And that to me, it's shocking that advisors don't think about that, but I guess it's just really, you know, where they focus on. They're just got their kind of nose to the ground and putting money away for retirement for people. And that's where their focus is. Kind of like, you know, I guess the captain of the ship, right? Coming over with the pilgrims. He got him here. He got his nose to the ground getting him here. And that's their focus. And then what to do once they get there, that's where you need some help. So it doesn't shock me. It does and it doesn't. But it's more common knowledge than you would think.
And, well, and everybody has different dreams, and you have to finance those dreams differently. So the sooner you know what your dreams are, the sooner you can get to it. Be sure to connect with Michelle. Check all their blogs and free resources at creatingyourdreamretirement.com or calling 608-987-1511. Always a pleasure, Michelle. Have a great week. Enjoy the week with the kids and the Thanksgiving, and we'll talk next week, okay?
Sounds good. You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you betcha. Thank you. Michelle Bertram, Bertram Financial.